USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Republican-led U.S. Senate acquitting President Trump late yesterday on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The president's expected to make his first public remarks about the development later today. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was commenting yesterday.
This is clearly not a happy day for the nation or the Senate. The Senate turned its back on the truth, on a fair trial, on doing what the Founding Fathers would have wanted us to do.
His counterpart, Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, says the impeachment was purely political, accusing Democrats of pushing impeachment as an effort to take the Senate in November's elections. Democratic White House hopeful Pete Buttigieg is holding the slimmest of leads over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the Iowa Democratic presidential caucuses. That's with 97% of the precincts reporting. And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he's opening an investigation into Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Shortly after yesterday's impeachment vote, the Iowa Republican senator announced he'll seek records of Hunter's travel while he was under U.S. Secret Service protection. Grassley issued a statement with Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, saying they're continuing to investigate potential conflicts of interest on the part of Hunter Biden to boost his business ventures in Ukraine and China. Hollywood legend Kirk Douglas has passed away. He died yesterday at 103. Leonard Maltin, the film critic and historian, says Douglas did it all.
He did comedy. He did action films. He did high drama. He did melodrama. He played Vincent Van Gogh. He played all kinds of working men, cowboys, and everything in between.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
American astronaut Christina Cook is back on the Earth after a record-setting 328 days aboard the International Space Station. Cook, an Italian astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut, landing safely at 4:12 Eastern Time this morning. Cook broke two records during nearly 11 months in space. She was part of the first all-woman spacewalk and spent more time in space than any other woman ever has. A new human rights report says at least 138 people who were deported from the United States to El Salvador have been killed. The group Human Rights Watch releasing the report saying the majority of deaths occurred less than a year after the deportees were returned, some within days. The report also documents 70 cases of sexual assault or other violence against returning deportees, and the group says the report comes as immigration policies are further being tightened in the United States. And Viola Davis will be playing Michelle Obama in a new Showtime series. The Oscar-winning actress will play the former First Lady in a new drama series called First Ladies. The show will follow the various spouses to American presidents, the first season to highlight Obama, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Betty Ford. A premiere date for First Ladies has not yet been announced. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.